It is time for our weekly market report with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this morning. And Roy reporting live from Maz Cafe in Plattsmouth this morning. Roy, what's the scuttlebutt at Maz Cafe this morning?
Well, the crowd's just starting to gather now, so I really haven't had much chance to talk to the farmers, but harvest's getting pretty well wrapped up. There's just one or two people still taking corn out of the field into the elevator, and everybody's kind of relieved that it's about over. So, kind of looking forward to slowing down a little bit finally.
Hey, I saw you yesterday at the Nebraska Ag Classic down in Lincoln. What was your reaction to yesterday's program?
Well, it was a very interesting program. First thing we had was the individual talking about social networking on internet, things like Twitter and Facebook and so forth. Some of that was a little over my head, but it's still kind of interesting to ponder and try to figure out how to make it work. And then we had a report on the goings-on in Washington by Sarah Wyatt, which was I thought was really interesting. I was more interested in that than I was in the Facebook presentation. And then one of the state senators talked about the effort that they have in southwest Nebraska to kill invasive vegetation in the Republican and Platte River valleys, and that also was, I thought, was extremely interesting, even though it doesn't really apply to me.
Well, any way that we can conserve water in this state is a plus, isn't it, Roy?
Well, it absolutely is. You know, and of course, one of the things they're running into is this lawsuit with Kansas, and so if they can get more of the water to run down there naturally, why, that's that much less that they have to pay for.
Let's talk a little bit about the markets here this week, Roy, and as we had seen, a little speed bump in the soybean market. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the price in the close yesterday afternoon was 25 to 27 cents a bushel under where it was earlier in the week, and I guess the thing that really concerns me about that is not so much the price going down, but one of the things I watch is basis, and that basis widened out about 7 cents this week, which is kind of a sign that the processors may be getting enough beans, and so they're bidding less aggressively, and a lot of times that's a precursor to seeing the price go down.
So how do we, are there ways that we can capture the price before it goes any further down?
Well, it's pretty simple. You know, you can make cash sales. Everybody, I think, is about done with harvest, and so you just go ahead and make cash sales, and if you're of the mind that maybe the price is ready to go down, the basis widen out, why, that's certainly a way of capturing it. Otherwise, you can use, about any tool you want to, a futures contract sale or a put option. Put option's pretty expensive. I'm not sure anybody really wants to do that, but the realm of possibilities is out there.
Now, historically, what usually happens in the markets in the month of December?
Well, usually we see the peak of the dead cat bounce, and then the market starts to sell off going into the first of the year, and especially as we get closer to holidays, why, less demand, fewer people interested in speculating in the soybean market, so the market goes down.
How about in the corn market? Have we seen some of the same things happen there?
Not so much. I think the buyers have been keeping that basis fairly wide in the corn market just because there's so darn much of it out there and they're having trouble getting rid of it. So, we've seen the actual cash price sell off about 15 cents, but not so much change in the basis. It's just a lack of demand.
So kind of give us some, as we wrap up here this morning, give us some tools or some things to be on the watch for here as we work from the beginning of December into the middle.
Well, actually, you watch for that soybean market to bounce around a little bit. It normally doesn't go straight down. Normally, you'll see a pullback, make a peak, pullback, make a peak. It's already done that four or five times, so don't be surprised if it keeps doing that and then just kind of trends lower. The the corn market, you know, I think flat is the word, going to be the word for it, unless we get a big rush from people wanting to sell corn to get it out of their bins. And you know, if that becomes the case, why then there's a lot of downside risk.
All right. For producers that would like to get more information from you, there are several ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the information, sir, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll be there.
Soy Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets at KTIC.